never ask for much. I've always been a giver. I got nothing left. Worth time to consider. If you walk up north on Main, you'll see the clues. Left my necklace behind.
I tried so to please her. Tried to clean up my life. But the straight and the narrow just felt too much like, too much like a burden, like a shackle and chain. So I'm back on the town in this sad, lonely game. And the lonesome town painter has a hole in his heart, 'cause the girl that he loved never wanted to part. And the bright lights, they called me, and I couldn't turn around, though she begged me to stay. Me to stay and stop painting this town.
That's the Lonesome Town Painters with a track by the very same name off the album by the very same name. Local Vancouver band that plays every once in a while at the Tangent Cafe on Commercial Drive. They have bluegrass evenings, yeah, once or twice a month. And the Lonesome Town Painters is kind of like their house band. We heard from Hay Fever before that, and a track called The River, and The Unseen Strangers with Crosswalk, that intricate little instrumental ditty that we heard to start us off the top of the set. This is Roots and Berries, bluegrass and old time and roots music show here on CJSF 90.1 FM, which is the radio station that you are tuned into currently. We broadcast from Simon Fraser University at the Burnaby campus. And my name is Robin, and I'm here until 1 p.m., every Friday. And so here I am. I will let you know, though, for the next couple of Fridays, I won't be here. And so you'll hear a repeat broadcast of programming to fill your bluegrass and old time music void. Because I know, you know, out there in radio land, there is a void of this kind of music. So if you like it, you definitely want to tune in here. But you can also tune in to a program that airs on this station Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. It's called Outlaw Jamboree. And although Andrew does tend to feature old school country music and music that fits into that sort of sound range. Every once in a while, you'll hear a great little bluegrassy number, and I think you'd like that show too if you like this one. As I promised earlier in the program, we were going to meet the Saskatoon Berry. And that seems kind of a funny way to put things, but you know, we meet berries on this program. And I was talking to my girlfriend in Eriksdale, Manitoba on the weekend, and she was telling me about the plethora of Saskatoon berries that she had just picked. She lives on a piece of land out in the country and is surrounded by Saskatoon berries, and she had picked 8+ liters of them that she needed to get processed and into the freezer. And it really made me yearn for the Saskatoon berries, which I dearly love, and one of the things that that I miss about being on the prairies, both picking them but also eating them. And what I discovered is that although the Saskatoon berry looks very much like a berry, in fact, it looks very much like a blueberry if you're unfamiliar, about the same color, a little bit more red, but about the same size. They are cousins of the apple and the pear, and actually fit into the palm family of fruit. So even though they're called berries, and they ripen, you know, as berries do, late June, July, they are like their apple cousins. They continue to ripen after they're picked, which is unlike other berries. Saskatoon berries, if you can find them here, have a sweet and nutty flavor, and they're very high in fiber, protein, and antioxidants because of their deep red/purple color. And one of the reasons why they don't grow here on the West Coast is that they don't like damp. They don't like wet soil, and they like the drier land. Although they are less picky about the soil conditions than blueberries, so that's also kind of interesting. They go by other names, including prairie berry, service berry, shad bush, June berry, and in the past, pigeonberry. The Saskatoon name is reportedly an anglicization of the Cree language word for the berry, which is Missasquatoonmina, which means the fruit of the tree of many branches. So there we go, the Saskatoon berry. And to follow up with the Saskatoon berry in a way, we're going to hear a couple of prairie bands. We're going to hear the Osmond Davis Band to begin with. With a track called Gold Brickin'. And then we're going to hear something that is brand spanking new from the Stanley County Cut-Ups. Track called Those Memories of You. So here we go on Roots and Berries.
Thank you.
listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.